try to share them up.
Going out on, like, if I go hard on Friday night, it totally detracts from the rest of my weekend. Like,
for
it,
sure.
It, like, puts me behind. And I know this is a common refrain that we talk about all the time. I complain about it, and I still do it. But it's one thing to, like, for me, when I think of Friday night, I think of Friday as, like, you work that day. So you get off of work, you hit happy hour, or maybe you do a little drinking early, and you still get to bed at a decent time so that you don't fuck up being hungover your whole start your weekend hungover.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, when you get to sleep in Saturday morning generally, or you get to relax anyway, even if you got to work in the morning, Saturday's a little bit more laid back, and you can stay up late Saturday night, and then either, you know, not feel like if you're hungover all Sunday, you don't feel like you wasted your whole weekend. It's not just the hungoverness either. It's like the, when you stay up late and party, and then you're tired the whole next day, and it's like I wanted to get some writing done this weekend, and I just can't be creative when I'm like, I had zero motivation all weekend, man. Now it was a relaxing ass weekend. It was fun because I didn't set any expectations for myself, so I got a ton of relaxing. I think I took 2 naps on Saturday, man.
Good for you, just, man.
I sat around. I wrote a little bit and then drank some beers and cooked some lunch. I went out a little bit Saturday night, and then Sunday when it was perfect day for laying because it was just rainy all day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but it's just that going real hard. And I got off of work, and I thought we were going to do the podcast, and we'll talk about why we did it in a minute. But I got off of work, and I thought we were getting ready to record, and I made a cup of that super high potent Cuban coffee that I had.
Oh yeah.
And then we didn't do a show, and I was already hyped up, and it was like 7 o'clock at night when we usually record, maybe a little earlier, and I probably shouldn't have started drinking as soon as like we were about to do the show anyway. Mm-hmm. I knew I had a couple more hours, so everybody else was gonna go out, or at least I was supposed to go out with Kyle at like 9 o'clock, and it was like 7. And I said, Tony, you know if you start drinking now at 9 o'clock, you're gonna be fucked. But I started off slow, and then sure enough, I was that coffee kept me going. So I sat out here in the patio, dude. I drank some rum drinks. I drank some whiskey.
Just you and Kyle?
Just me by myself waiting for Kyle to get home.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I was full on, like, Friday night buzz mode, dude. I was, like, blaring Waylon Jennings out the window over here. Like, just nice. I was on full mode. And whatever genre of music I was listening to, I switched. It made me crave that kind of drink, and I switched. So I must have had, dude, I had whiskey, beer, and rum all in a 2-hour spirit.
So whiskey was the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had my reggae on with the rum.
Okay.
And then I think I supplemented in between with some beers.
Yeah, yeah.
And when Kyle finally got to my, I thought he was, it was like after 9 and I hadn't heard anything from him. So I was like, oh, he's probably bitching out, which I was fine with because I wanted to go to bed anyway.
Tony's all schmate.
But then he comes by and he's like, come on, let's roll, dude. And I told him I would, and I kind of did want to go try out this new place he wanted to take me to. So we went down to Edge Hill, this place called Barcelona.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah,
it's really nice, really good drinks. Probably the best mojito I've had in Nashville.
Nice.
And I like the decor. It's like all wood grain with like white granite top, and it's really nice. So we sat there and had a couple of mojitos and some appetizers and stuff, and that's where the night should have ended. But it didn't.
Uh-oh.
Because that... I had that coffee in me, that caffeine, and it wouldn't, the drunker I got, but it wouldn't make me, like, it wouldn't, wasn't making me tired.
Yeah.
I was just getting drunker and drunker and not sleepy. And just, so we went, I wanted to go, and he's like, he walked me through this down Edge Hill and wanted to show me this other place. He wanted to show me, I forget what the hell it's called. One of those new hipster, like, places where it looked really cool at first when you walk in. It's like 3 stories tall and it's open so you can look up.
Yeah.
And, but I knew it was douchey because they had one of those, like, I don't understand this new style of exposed everything, like unfinished industrial stuff. I don't know.
Maybe it's cheap to.
it's trendy now, but if I'm paying $12 for a drink, I want to be somewhere fancy.
What, you want drywall?
I want drywall at least, man. Some marble, some granite.
I've noticed a lot of restaurants or places in Nashville that do the brick wall thing. It's like, pretty trendy.
Brick's not even that bad, but this place had, the bar was like stone, like it was a ruin. Like it looked like, you know, when you do demolition on a building, or they're like refabbing a building, yeah. And you can see some of the exposed rebar through the sure. concrete that yeah, attrition yeah. that wore away. It was kind of like yeah. that, but it was fun. Kyle bought me a drink. He went to the bar and came back with two drinks, and I don't know what the hell was in this drink, dude, but we hung out. I drank this drink. It was delicious, so I drank it fast. Yeah. And then we're walking around, we're bullshitting, and then I felt that spark that you know, every once in a while, you know, me and Kyle.
So did you turn around and kiss Kyle?
No, we have. It was the other spark. Yeah. It was the spark where he said something that was like, that kind of pissed me off. And then from that night on, I couldn't get back in the party mode. So I was at this point, I was drunk enough and hyper enough to where I was like, you know, fuck this. I'm only on edge hill. I can fucking walk home. Mm-hmm. So I fucking started booking it up. I didn't say goodbye or nothing. I just left him while he went to the bathroom. Yeah. And I fucking hauled ass. Now, again, as I'm telling this story, I'm not in my right mind. Like, I know that this is a totally douchey, fucking ridiculous thing to do. But this is drunk Tony, like, drunk, caffeined up. And by this point, it's after midnight. And I get about two blocks up, what is that? Edge Hill, I guess. Yeah. I get about two blocks up Edge Hill, walking up, coming out of Taco Mamacita. Uh-huh. And it took me about two blocks to realize that I was in a place that I did not want to be, walking after midnight.
Well, midnight. So what do you do? Instantly call Uber?
Yep. I had Uber pick me up on the corner of Edge Hill and right there, like the next road up after Taco Mamacita. With
I don't know the street
and
names.
Was right there on the corner.
Lived here forever. I don't know the street names.
And so they I got picked up by an Uber on the corner in the hood, and was like, oh fuck! I tried to be a badass. I tried to pull a badass move and walk my ass home, and it was like, nah, this ain't gonna happen. I'm too old for this shit.
Right.
Maybe when I was a younger man, like 2 years ago.
Right, dude's like pushing 40. Walking home. Fuck it, man. You could have made it. You're a tough guy.
I've walked through bad neighborhoods before when I was drunk, but I think that hasn't happened in a while, and I don't drink like that anymore. It was that mixture of, like, concoctions on top of caffeine that made me do it.
So. Man, it's like those cats that drink vodka Red Bulls all the time, you know? Yeah. That's the Berry Hill train right there.
Yeah, I guess we should explain to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, welcome to Share Your Buzz, episode 72. I am Tony. Chris is here.
Howdy.
And salute to you guys. We are doing our first outdoor cast of the summer, Porchcast 2017.
Yep. Smoking listening into a reggae and smoking delicious cigar.
Yeah, both of us decided after our respective weekends we're going to take a little time off, at least a few days from drinking. So cigars are the next best thing to catching a little bit of a buzz. And
yeah, I'm looking at a gorgeous sunset right now in the pool that should be fucking open.
Won't be long. Yeah, it won't be long. Yeah.
I think I'm listening to a reggae version of a Beatles song.
I think that might be what put that in my head. I can hear it in the background.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's pretty fucking dope.
A little reggae Rigby.
Yeah, speaking of dope, I saw the king of dope. I saw Snoop Dogg Friday night.
Mm, indeed. That's what there's a reason why we didn't do the show last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Chris calls me about 15 minutes before we're about to go on the show and say, hey, man, can we start early? I'm about to go see Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah. Snoopaloop.
And we came out here to do the show, and everybody that you were rolling with was getting ready to leave, and you, much respect, were going to go late and do the show. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, we got nothing going on all weekend. Just go do the show, and we'll record it some other time.
Yeah.
And then you take it from here, because that was the last time I saw you until now, four days later.
Dude, so we go to Snoop Dogg, and everyone is plastered drunk, like crazy plastered drunk. I'm pretty sure O'Shea was drinking and spilling beer at the same time, if that's possible. Like literally drinking and like half of it not going down his throat. Like, we were that fucking drunk. But I tell you what, Snoop Dogg put on a hell of a show.
I'm going to say, did you at least enjoy the show?
Dude, it was amazing. You know, I cannot believe how many people. I was looking around at how many people were smoking weed. Downtown Nashville, First Avenue, downtown, cops everywhere.
Was that Ascend? The amphitheater?
Yeah. Dude, everyone was smoking weed. It was crazy. Not me, of course.
Well, for people that are listening out of town or not, well, we have this badass amphitheater here that they just opened a few years back. And it's a fun place to watch a show.
It was great, man.
Right there on the lake, or the river, I mean.
Yeah, dude. I mean, right behind the stage is, you know, it's Nashville at its best. Just, and you're like, I mean, you're right up on it. There's big buildings, like, right next to the Ascend. So, I mean, it's literally right dead smack around, you know.
And for an amphitheater, it's like
Shelby Street Bridge in the background. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. And it's not like it's one of those crazy. It's like a mix between a stage show and like a almost like a festival show. It's like you're in an arena almost, but you're also at an outdoor festival, because the amphitheater kind of like gives you it separates the stage, but then it's got like some seating area, right? And then the big field behind it.
Yeah, it's got a nice little grassy area with all kinds of, you know.
You never feel like you're too far away.
And good food. Yeah, man, it's pretty dope. It was awesome.
So, did he have an opening act? Was there?
Yeah, there was this guy. I think they're called Flatbush Zombies or something like that. It's like like a dark rap group. It's like these
like old trio.
Yeah, it's trio from the West Coast, damn. Like out there where Snoop's from.
So was he doing the Snoop Lion thing, or was he back to regular Snoop?
No, he's back to regular Snoop.
Back to regular Snoop.
He definitely did a little reggae stuff though. He had a great band. Like he had a full band and all that shit. It was great, man. Like
now he has
went through all the hits. You know, paid some tributes to some of the greats. You know,
okay,
what I
cool,
mean? Of course,
cool.
Like Biggie and Tupac. You know,
nice.
Biggie and Pac shit.
I was gonna ask you if he did some of his old school stuff.
Yeah, dude. Did a tribute to Eazy.
Nice. Because he's one of those artists that if you follow him and you're into him, like he's almost become bigger than his music now. He's now famous just for being Snoop Dogg more than rapping.
Oh yeah, man.
But
he's got like 20 something rap albums.
Yeah, he's got tons of material out, man.
Yeah, he definitely played all the hits.
He's got stuff out I've never even knew he had out. I like that little stint where he went to No Limit for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and he was rapping with Master P and all them.
That's when he got gangster for a minute. Yeah, that's cool, man. So I got really, really, really fucking drunk. Came back here, went right to sleep because I had to wake up and go to work the next morning. Then as soon as I got off work, me and Corey and his wife, Kellen, we drove down to Chattanooga for Beast Feast, which is a...
the hell is that?
Beast Feast is a house party.
It's like going down on a fat chick.
Ooh. Sounds not delicious. Sorry if you're fat. I still love you, though.
Hey, man.
But let me see. What the fuck was that? Oh, yeah. So Beast Feast is basically it's a house party where like tons of people bring side dishes and they smoke. Like there's like three or four different people smoking different meats. Like a lot of like wild game and stuff. And like, of course, you know, some good beef and sausage and stuff.
So you were pretty much inundated with smoke all weekend from Snoop Dogg right to the meats.
Right, right. But yeah, dude, I had some shark gumbo and fucking amazing deer that was cooked, you know, like three or four different ways. Let me see, all kinds of stuff, dude. I can't even remember, you know.
Because I was at
smoked bacon, jalapeno poppers.
Shout out to New Heights. I went there over the weekend.
Shout out.
They, much to my chagrin, they are no longer. They were out of the coconut stout.
Oh.
But they did have a delicious. And the name, I think it's called I don't want to mess it up. I'm going to look it up and I'll plug it at the end of the show. But they have another one there. Remember that one that he showed us that was aging in the whiskey barrels, the bourbon barrels? It's out now.
Nice.
And it's freaking delicious, dude. It's like sipping on it's like their barley wine, I guess we'd call it, or whatever it is.
I might have to hit them up.
Yeah. Well, I was out there and called on you just to see, just because I hadn't heard from you. Like the whole next day, and you. Last I heard, you went to Snoop Dogg, and then you called me. You checked in from Chattanooga, and then I saw you Sunday night chilling on Jerry's couch, looking like you've been dragged through the ringer a few times, man. Like you look like you partied all weekend. No offense.
Yeah. Well, man, I felt like I partied all weekend. So. But no, the uh, the person that was throwing the party actually is starting a brewery and tap room in Chattanooga. And so I'm not going to throw any names out there yet, but we'll probably definitely have to take a road trip to Chattanooga and hit them up.
Yeah,
so.
I think you mentioned this to me once before.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, man. We'll definitely do that. We seem to be on a brewery tour here, man. It begets other things, you know? It's like the more we do, the more people hear about it and the more it gets spread. And big ups to every place that we've been for spreading the word and sharing our, you know, every time.
Jack they, Lopez, you amazing. Know, New Heights, amazing.
Yeah. Every time they share it, we get more fans. I mean, our social media has been attracting lots of people. Like all kinds of beer festivals from around town are hitting us up and stuff. So, who knows, man? This might become a thing. I mean, we are Share Your Buzz. We may have found our niche.
I think so.
I'd like to get some distilleries in here, though.
We'll try some. It's going to happen. We'll do it.
So it's definitely a burgeoning, blossoming town for that, because there's so much. You know, you're known for, it makes sense, a town that's known for their bars to actually just start making their own liquor here.
Nice.
It dovetails nicely into the whole vibe of the city.
You know, it was cool, man. There's some cool places around Nashville, man. I Friday night before we went to the show, we went to my buddy's friend's house in pregame and did some drinking there. And this guy literally, when he walks out onto his balcony, he's looking right at center plate, home plate in the Sound Stadium, dude.
Oh shit!
I sat there and watched like four innings,
drank
beers. It was awesome. Like, it's great, dude. 1600, one bedroom.
Yep, sounds about right for Nashville.
Yep. Great shit. View. North Nashville, the downtown, and you like if you look to your left and the Sounds when you look to your right, dude, it's pretty fucking awesome.
Sunday night, I was marinating some chicken thighs, Tony's pineapple thighs. I'm perfecting my recipe.
Tony's pineapple thighs.
I'm perfecting. It's not quite done yet.
Is that what you, it's like?
That's what I'm calling them.
Do you have pineapple scented lotion that you rub on your
thighs? And then I marinate my thighs all day.
Yeah, in the sun. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to perfect this pineapple marinade, but it's the first time I made it, it tasted more like teriyaki. I think it calls for soy sauce, and soy sauce is just so strong of a flavor that it kind of overpowers the pineapple. So I toned it down this time, but then lost some of the acidity that the soy sauce gives in there.
Sure.
So I want less of that teriyaki flavor, but I got to find something to supplement that saltiness with.
Well, can you cut back on the sweet?
I need to find more. Because
teriyaki sauce is sweet, right? I'm not a big fan.
It's like the sweet and salty.
So you want like a pineapple teriyaki sauce is what you're going for?
Like a pineapple flavored. I want more of the fruit flavor than the teriyaki flavor. But I digress. I was marinating these thighs all day, and I was like super excited about making them at night. And as about an hour or so before I was getting ready to heat the grill up, some of our neighbors walked over, and Jerry, as you guys know on the mic, and then our other friends, Brad and Katie, live next door here. They were like, "Hey," I was sitting on the couch just pick. It was a rainy day, so I was sitting up with my feet up on the couch, picking some guitar, just reading. And hey, you guys, we're going to Cilantro's, this New Mexican place up the road. You guys want to go? Or they asked me if I wanted to go. I was like, fuck, I got some chicken marinating, but I do really want to get the hell out of the house because I've been sitting inside all day. Mm-hmm. It was rainy and nasty, and I was bored off my ass. And I don't want to be one of those guys, because I like hanging out with them, and I don't want to be that guy who always says no to going out, and then you just get stuck. You just stop asking because you never go, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So if it's during a time of day when I can go, and it was early. It was like I think it was like 5:36 on a Sunday.
Yeah, they invited me, but I wasn't having it.
Jerry told us he talked to you, and you were like, nah. But I don't know what was going on, dude. There was one waiter working the whole restaurant, and Brad ordered a pitcher of margaritas.
Yeah,
I don't want to call him out. He ordered a pitcher of margaritas, and he was feeling good.
Yeah.
And he was getting a little annoyed with the service taking so long. He was freaking hungry. Like, you could tell he went there, like, ready to eat and stuff. He was like, they kept on bringing us out chips, and we were just filling up on chips.
Yeah.
And finally, they brought us some food. And it's delicious. I love the place. I ordered a goddamn margarita that came in a freaking, like a small fishbowl. It was ridiculous.
Was it tiny?
No, it was huge. Oh, it was huge. It was like a small version of a fishbowl.
Ah,
it was like
I got you.
It was they have like four sizes there, dude. You can order the regular, like the jumbo, the mega, or like a pitcher. Now I ordered the jumbo, and it lasted me the whole time I was there. I never had to order another one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell.
Like, can I have some more ice over here?
I don't know what the hell the mega is, dude. Like, what's bigger than that but smaller than a pitcher? It's like.
Sure.
But that was exciting because, just got me out of the house, and that margarita jump started me back to where I was, got me right where I needed to be.
Yeah, man.
Sat out here and watched the rain the rest of the night.
Nice.
Oh, and then Friday night, after my my walk through the hood to get home, like I was so I think that sobered me up. I think the scare.
You didn't walk through the hood. You went to box. Yeah.
After I pussed out of the hood, I think that sobered me up enough. When I got home, the upstairs neighbor was out, and I sat there on the porch and talked to her till about 1:30 in the morning, and was fine.
Yeah.
Went to bed fine. Woke up with no hangover, nothing. But something about that mix of caffeine and what it was. And it was one of those weekends where, like, when you just stay messed up for a while, mm-hmm. like weird shit just happens, and like things when you're, I guess maybe because I don't stay up that late anymore, so I'm never awake when people are that messed up anymore. But when like you notice when you're up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you're messed up, and I did a lot of porch sitting last weekend.
Dude, yes, this place is active late at night, man. If you sit on your porch, you'll see quite a few people walk through. And
I watched, I don't want to call her out either, but I watched another one of our neighbors.
Stumble up.
And asked her if she wanted, she said she was going to eat some ice cream, but she couldn't get the top off. And I was like, well, if you bring it down here, I'll help you get the top off. And she was like, no, I'm going to bed. And then she goes upstairs. So I continue to drink and listen to my reggae, and I'm out here just, I think I might have been smoking a cigar. And literally 5 minutes later, she comes down in her pajamas and to sit with me. And she's got the ice cream in her hand.
Yeah.
She shows it to me. She took a knife and just cut a hole in the lid because she couldn't unscrew it.
What?
She was eating ice cream.
That's hilarious.
But I was not complaining.
Which one?
Pistachio.
You don't have to say the name. You don't have to say her name. But
up and over. Not the couple, the one that's living with them.
Got you, yeah.
And
yeah.
I wasn't complaining because she's cute. But it was just, we sat out here and talked. Both of us hammered. Barely, I don't remember any of what we actually talked about. So, but it was fun because, you know, it's just you random conversations like that poke up at 1 o'clock in the morning in Bransford House when everybody's
sure.
drunk. It's on a Saturday night.
Dude, especially like if I'm just doing a porch night, you know, chilling and drinking at the house, like, I'll sit out there all night and just watch so many people come and go. Half of them are just like just stumbling drunk, you know, trying to find their fucking apartment.
Half the time it's me.
I've seen, you know how many booty calls I see coming in?
Oh, dude, if you sit and watch,
dude,
you go, how many walk of shames?
Oh, dude, I see a lot of walk of shames, man. It's hilarious. Girls,
you know,
coming out with like fucking ratted hair.
You know it's bad when you see two walk of shames like from the same apartment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, though. This is probably not entertaining for the listeners that much, but it was. I'm trying to think of some way to put it that, because I always, whenever I tell these stories, I think they're going to be entertaining because they're entertaining. What actually happened is entertaining, but then I get in the mic and I realize I don't want to tell all the story because it makes me or someone else in the story look bad.
Dude, definitely hiding details. I mean, let's be honest on all points.
So there was a lot of drinking. That's kind of why I'm taking this week off. Because I know it's Cinco de Mayo coming up, and then my birthday's in like 2 weeks. And so I think it's time to take a little lull, take a little downtime.
I definitely see some tequila in my future. That's for damn sure.
But I got a little bit left, about a half a bottle or so.
We're going to drink it right now.
I was tapping into some margaritas. I have to order, dude, my goal this summer, my drinking goal this summer, is to learn how to perfect a Mai Tai. So
did you try to make those last year? I can't remember.
No, I was I was big on the rum and pineapple last year.
That's what.
Which are two of the ingredients in a Mai Tai, but I was just drinking straight rum and pineapple.
The year before
I like
that was tequila.
Tequila was, yeah. I made my margaritas, which I've already, I still make the margaritas. I think I perfected that the way I like it. But I'm going to, the Mai Tai is a little bit more difficult, man. There's a lot of things that go into it. I had to order a special syrup, a orgeat syrup. It's like an almond syrup.
Yeah.
And it's like a mixture of, it's like light rum and dark rum. But the dark rum goes on top as like a floater, and pineapple juice and lime juice, light rum, and then the almond syrup. So I'm gonna learn how to perfect
it. Just stays in layers like that. Is that what you?
No, all the ingredients you mix up except for the dark rum.
Gotcha.
You mix it up like a regular drink, but then you put the dark rum on top like as a floater.
Nice. So
we'll see
delicious.
If I get that done.
I'm definitely gonna get the margaritas going this summer.
Yeah.
Break out the machine, do
yeah,
some.
I got a blender this year.
Some frozen margaritas, hook it up.
Sorry for the listeners hearing these pauses. We're taking
we're smoking cigars.
Taking these cigars, taking it light.
Enjoying the ambiance.
Indeed. So, while we have no guests this week, we have a couple of, we have guests coming up. But while it's just me and you relaxing this week, let's talk about, let's go a few weeks back to Easter. We went out for Bloody Marys and some hot chicken.
Yeah.
Fun day. Great day. Me, you, and Kyle went out. It was a sweet hot. We ended up sitting on the patio. It was a beautiful day outside, hanging out with my boys, just relaxing. But there needs to be, if hot chicken is going to be our thing in Nashville, we need, all the big ones need to get together and set a standard for
right.
what their medium, mild, and hot.
Yeah, every
is.
Place is fucking different. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I go to Hattie B's, which is the like the famous place here in town, and I can eat there hot. And then you go to a place like Gordon's across the street,
dude,
and their hot will goddamn burn your taste buds off.
And your asshole.
And you know what I'm going to say, you know what's coming later.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's delicious. The medium is perfect. Just saying.
I thought that
which
if I...
like spicy food, maybe the mild.
Dude, I love spicy food. I'm the guy who puts, you know... picante on their like or on his eggs and all kinds of stuff, man. I love all the spiciest stuff you can get. But I ordered a chicken sandwich at Gordon's once and was like thinking, oh, I grilled chicken. How hot can you make a grilled chicken? Just tossing it in the sauce, you know?
Yeah,
dude. Thank God for the lettuce and tomato and the beer.
This shit had you on fire, huh?
Woo.
Yeah, I love Nashville hot chicken. It's so fucking good.
But it's. You know what? If you go someplace and it's hotter because I like hot food, I can deal with that. It's more disappointing to go someplace and order the hot and you can't taste shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
I'm weird, though, man. I got to tell you, I love bone-in chicken, but a lot of times, man, I just go for the tenders because...
You are a tender man. I noticed that.
It's easier to eat, and it's usually a white meat chicken. I love dark meat, but I don't know. I like thighs and wings. I love thighs and wings.
Yeah, it just you just like the extremities.
That's it. That's it.
So, yeah, there just needs to be some kind of gauge for this. And they all come up with their own, like, meters.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're, this, it's, it'll be like, blow your ass off hot. And it's like, well, I don't, and the, what is, I don't know what that means. Is that, give me something to, they should be the ones at Gordon's should be like stick your tongue on the stove burner. That's what it should be. But yeah, they come up with these crazy like metaphors for what for their levels of heatness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ass fire.
Dick burn.
Dick burn. This is the our medium is more like a syphilis burn. Hot. That's full on gonorrhea burn.
Right. You ever had a shingles?
Our mild is more like a UTI. It's like... oh, God damn it.
Go for it.
it's like...
Nobody's listening.
Right? This one is... This one, if you go for our extra spicy, it's we call this the soap in the pee hole hot. It's a stinger. It's a stinger. It'll get you. This is... This is the, like, scratch yourself too hard in the middle of the night and then try to wipe your ass the next day hot.
Like, say that again?
When you scratch your taint too hard in the middle of the night, and then you wake up and try to take a shit the next day, and you're like, oh.
I'm not sure I've scratched my taint.
You don't, like, get, like, you don't, like, scratch your ass in the middle of the night.
Probably,
like,
I guess.
And it's, I don't know. And then you scratch too hard, and then in the next morning, you're like, what the fuck happened to my ass?
What is he going to take a shit and burn? It's like.
Okay, I guess I'm the only one.
Mr. Taint Man. Tony's secretly fondling his taint.
Perhaps I'm night scratching. Got that cat scratch fever, dude. Got that taint scratch fever.
Damn.
Guys, this is as good as you're going to get us when we're not drinking.
Oh, yeah. And pretty tired still.
Coming
dragging
up
from the weekend.
Oh, man. It might have been a bad idea to put the show off because both me, like Chris, even you even wanted to do it last night, and I was so messed up tired yesterday. I needed a night to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a night to just do nothing, lay on the couch. And this is the perfect weather because the wind, you can open the windows at night.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of breezy. It's cool breeze. Like, shit, I think Thursday it's supposed to get down to the 40s again at night. Whenever the storm comes through,
summer
gets on.
Breeze makes me feel
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that cigar's got me buzzed a little bit.
So, and also on that Easter, we went on we had a Bloody Marys there, because I was looking for a Bloody Mary bar, or a make your own Bloody Mary type thing, and I Googled best Bloody Marys in Nashville, and Party Foul came up as one of the award winners, but come to find out when we got there, it wasn't all there. Like, it was just because they have one that's super. They have, like, that $150 one that comes with, like, a whole chicken on it. And
dude, that shit was ridiculous looking.
It's like a giant fishbowl of
It's got a fucking chicken on it.
It's got a chicken.
What else? It had burgers or sausage.
It had some kind of other meat on it. Probably a sausage. I mean, it is a barbecue place, right? So it's a sauce. Probably had sausage on there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, all I know
bacon.
Is
it was bacon. There was I think there was a meat stick, like a Slim Jim or something sticking out of there.
Yeah.
It was, not to mention all the others, the veggies. I saw, like, all the peppers and everything in there. Like, it looked delicious. I don't, like, it's almost too much, though. Like, how do you get to the liquid? Like, I just want to take a sip. You're sticking yourself in the eye with a chicken wing. Mm-hmm. Just sticks and everything sticking out everywhere. It's kind of like my theory about pizza, man. Like, pizza is really good. You put some pepperoni or some olives or something on it, it becomes a little bit better, or different, rather. But then if you start piling on toppings like deep dish style, supreme, like, it almost gets to be that there's so many flavors on there that you don't even taste the pizza anymore. You're just tasting the toppings.
Yeah, I agree. I like three toppings at the most is usually where I roll. I usually get pepperoni, onions, and, like, feta cheese, or sometimes black olives and feta cheese.
A little Greek style.
It's got to have that fucking pepperoni on there, though, son.
don't
put any fucking pineapple thighs on my pizza.
Yeah, I forgot. You don't like Hawaiian style.
I don't fruit my pizza, man. I don't know. I can't do it. I know some people love that shit, but I'll eat anchovies before I eat pineapple on pizza.
The pineapple on the pizza was something I used to think was going to be gross until I tried it, and then I really dig it.
I've tried it. I don't like it.
No? Almost a little too sweet, citrusy sweet. Because the sweet
first
does
of all,
kinda go.
Pineapple, to me, pineapple is the texture of it is a little weird. I mean, I don't know. I just pineapple, it's just when you bite into it and then I don't know, I just can't do it, man. Can't do it. I want bacon grease fat in my gut. Double pepperoni.
Since we've been doing a lot of breweries and this is Share Your Buzz. Reach out to us if you got a good Bloody Mary spot, because I'm looking for a Bloody Mary bar that's good, that's got a lot of stuff on it. Like, I know you took me to, was it last winter you took me to Gold Rush?
Yeah.
And they were a pretty good bar.
Yeah.
And I know Sutler has one. They're kind of pricey, though. And for what it's worth, it wasn't that big of a bar.
Gold Rush is cheap, and what they do is they give you the base, and you just go over to the little bar and put all the kinds of shit in there. But they didn't have cool stuff like bacon or anything like that, did they? I can't remember. I think it was.
They had some stuff.
I can't remember. It's been a while. But you guys didn't like the one at Party Foul, though, right?
I didn't like it. It's kind of like the one. I mean, I don't want to call these places out because I do like these establishments. It's just for Bloody Marys. I don't like the one at Party Foul reminded me of the one at South Street. And I don't like them because they put a lot of loose pepper in there, like kernels. Oh, and yeah. I don't like sucking pepper up through my straw and it get into my teeth when I'm.
If you're one of those people that drinks orange juice and doesn't like pulp, you wouldn't want that particular. It did have a lot of chunk coming through the straw. That's for sure.
I mean, I don't mind.
Flavor-wise, I thought it was just about the right amount of spicy. I thought it was good. I like it spicy.
And yeah, I do like it spicy, and I like them a little bit thinner. Like Kyle was complaining that they were too thin. He likes his a little bit thicker, like or tomato juicier. I like mine a little bit thinner. I don't mind a little bit of, like put some extra stuff in there, water it down a little bit.
I prefer the thinner ones too.
Yeah. Because you start off with a tomato juice base, but then by the time you add it, and I also have switched. Because I'm not, never was a big vodka drinker, but I'm now hooked on the Bloody Maria, man. It's a Bloody Mary with tequila instead of vodka.
Yeah, you did have one of those. Yeah, I've never had one.
I think you could taste the tequila in it way more than you could taste the vodka. Like, way more than, I guess kind of the idea of Bloody Mary is not taste it.
Yeah.
But I like the flavor of that tequila in there.
Yeah, I mean, Bloody Mary is the perfect hangover concoction. I mean, they say tomato juice is good for you.
Pickle juice
when you're hungover, and then you get the hair of the dog with a little vodka. Dude.
I always make mine at the house with a little pickle juice, some Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like a good dash of Worcestershire, maybe a little Tabasco.
Yep, gotta spice it up.
Yeah, dude.
Well, especially if you like it spicy, the good thing I gotta mess around with it some more, but you can take that you can take the tequila base instead of the vodka, and you can switch the spices up. Instead of doing Tabasco, you can put a little bit. You can try more of like a peppery type, type of spice. Make it more Mexican-y. So I'm gonna mess with that a little bit. Maybe next time.
I gotta say the food was on point at Party Foil though. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was good. It was delicious. I think I had that.
I probably had chicken tenders, didn't I?
I think you did.
And I think, what did I get? Medium? I think it was pretty spicy. Dude. It wasn't.
Hey, man, you're a tender lover, man.
What can I say? I'm a tender guy. Lame.
That's the name of the show. Tender. Chris is a tender lover.
What else you got on there? No, fuck that. I don't know. I can throw it down.
But no. Oh, man, that's really. All the stuff that I did. Public service announcement. If you're in a public bathroom, say at work, and you're in the bathroom on your phone, everybody does it. You're sitting in the you're in the stall. You're gonna take your phone out. Turn the volume down on your phone, so I'm not taking a shit next to you when I hear typing away, or you're playing a game and I hear the. Like from the game, ding, bing, 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 bing. Like you're playing. I don't want to hear you playing your games. And the worst is the dude that talks on the phone, but tries to talk low. Like, is he trying to? Does he think that he doesn't want us to hear him talking, or is he did not want the person on the other end of the phone to know that he's talking in the bathroom?
Or taking a shit. I don't like to talk to people when I'm taking a shit. I'm not one of those people that's gonna holler at you, talk to you through the door when you're taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a private space. You know what I mean? I mean, but it's funny how, like, public restrooms are shit etiquette. Like, I don't know. I try to be as quiet as possible.
Cause I don't.
I'm weird about. I just don't want someone to hear that bloop.
Maybe they're not playing games. Maybe it's just the shit in real small little pellets.
Big old. You know what I mean? Fucking terror job is gross. Anyways.
Especially because I don't eat carbs during the week. So mine are hard.
We're like, better than this.
Oh, dude. If you don't eat carbs all week and you lay off the booze, by Wednesday, dude, it's like the consistency of... You ever leave Play-Doh out overnight?
Damn. Shitting out hard clay bricks. Ah.
You wipe your ass in nothing but blood? I mean, that's what I've heard. I don't know. Is this like... Yeah, just... It just bothers me that, for some reason, that it's one of those things that's like, it makes me laugh and annoyed at the same time. Like, I don't want to hear your phone. Because, like you said, it is a private space. Just keep it, like, put your headphones in or turn your volume down. Like, I don't want to be, because I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. If I'm listening to you play Candy Crush and I'm trying to crush some turds, dude.
Damn. Oh, God. Dropping the kids off at the pool. Tony's taking the minivan. No, I know what you mean, brother. It's weird.
I don't know what it is, man.
It's like those motherfuckers when there's like four stalls and they walk up to the one next to you. It's like, seriously,
right?
Dude?
Right.
Are you just trying to like look at my junk?
Or what if there's three in a row and you're at the end one and the guy just decides to could perfectly walk over to the other end one.
Mm-hmm.
But two open, he picks the one in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to you.
Yeah, dude.
It's just etiquette. I mean, I don't got a problem. Like, I'm that guy who doesn't, like, lean into the wall. Like, I stand back with my hands on my hips and piss straight ahead. Like, I pull dude. I do the Superman position when I'm pissing in the urinal.
I've had many a lean against the wall pisses on urinals, that's for sure.
What, at the Snoop Dogg concert?
Probably.
Oh, the probably. Outdoor. Dude, outdoor festivals are the worst. But when they line up the portalets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Too deep in a circle, like, sure. At one end. And you could tell, the next morning, those guys are coming. It must be like a week on the job site.
Dude, I've been to Bonner before. Those guys it's nonstop. Like, they're constantly, once the Bonner starts, it's like those trucks are, like, running nonstop.
Yeah.
Cleaning that shit out.
Oh,
dude, I've seen some where, like, the pee is literally all the way up to the top of the rim where, like, one more pee, it's going to start coming out.
Like, I've seen that, too.
In the bottom of it, it's, like, wet. It's obviously piss. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's fucking
and people,
crazy.
Like, who's that last asshole?
Girls are, like, hovering, you know?
Dude, who's that last dickhead who pissed in there and just, while he's pissing, he's seen it come over and just lets it... what kind of dirtbag lets it spill onto their shoes? Because for it to be on the floor, that means one guy had to be in there pissing when it overflowed. Somebody's walking out there with piss on their flip-flops.
Or just drunk or messed up off their mind and just peeing all over the fucking place, you know?
That's true.
I mean, even the ones that weren't full had pee on them, you know? Like, it was gross. They had hand sanitizer, though.
Well, that makes it all better.
Which was nice.
It's like, sanitize your damn... the worst is... I keep on saying the worst, but it's looking back on it in retrospect, I've done this 1,000 times. It's at beach bars. You walk up from the beach... And you go in to use the bathroom, you know. Now I will always at least wear flip flops. But younger days, in my partying days, I'd walk up, stammer up from the beach up to Coconuts, walk in there and go in there and go to the urinal, just piss. Everybody's in there, in a bathroom with no shoes on. Walk back to the beach. The salt water kills it, right?
Surely. Yeah. When you're walking on the beach, it's like, especially in the salt water, it's like getting a pedicure. You know what I mean? Takes all the bad stuff.
I think we need to rinse. We need to rinse this whole episode in the ocean and see if we can get rid of all the bad stuff. This is not our finer moment. This is the worst show we've ever did.
I think so. Just like
what a run! What a run coming off such great shows we've had last month.
It's because I mean, honestly, I need a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
Truth be told. And it's probably
we need
and
a
I'm
drink.
Just tired from the weekend,
dude. I think I'm so
super tired.
I think after the cigar and just it feels good to get back on the mic and do a low key show after all the running around we've been doing. I think I'm like I'm still tired, drunk. Like I'm tired, buzzed. I haven't gotten enough good night's sleep in a row yet to totally feel like myself.
Yeah,
I'm still like, and I again, reiterating the stories doesn't seem. Like that much, but that's really just because I don't want to look like a dirtbag with how much I actually drank this weekend by telling it out to people.
Oh, I'll tell people. Let's put it this way: at the Beast Feast, we floated, I think, 5 kegs of homemade, like his brew, like his brewery's beer. It was amazing.
5 kegs of Beast beer.
Yeah, 5 kegs of beer at the Beast Feast.
Shit, beer at the Beast.
Dude, it was great. And it rained on us. We got all wet, and then we built the fire back up.
There's something fun
drinking.
About that. Yeah.
It was great, man. Got to see a lot of old friends. It was good times, man. Good times.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I think we're about to wrap this up. But it's I miss some aspects of that, those kind of shows. We park our cars in different garages on this because I know you still are into the concert and the festival scene. I enjoyed it when I was in it. But it doesn't interest me whatsoever anymore. I'm not bagging on it, and I'm not saying under the right circumstances I couldn't be convinced to go to one, but it just I have no desire to do that anymore. I went to so many of, like, there was a big one called Earth Day Birthday in Orlando, and I went to so many outdoor festival shows. It's just, I have no desire to be out there in the mud and the dirt, day drinking in the sun. Like, at least at the beach, like, where we stay, like, you can walk back to the hotel and get a nap, or you can go into one of the beach bars and, you know, something. You can go back to the, that's why I like to stay close to where I'm, like, to the hotel where I can walk to the bars, because you can, but out there in the sun all day at a festival show or, like, a outdoor party, just,
I mean, something about, you know, the outdoors takes it out of you for sure, but it's fun, man. I mean, I haven't been to Bonner in years, so it's like, I don't know how many more festivals I have in me, but I do love outdoor shows, though. It's just something about it, you know, you're seeing your favorite bands and, you know, you're drinking. Yeah, you're drinking out in the sun all day, but you're drinking water, too, you know, and, like, well, you'd be amazed when you've been outside all day. When the sun sets, it feels so cool. Like, it just re-energizes you, you know. Even though, you know, if you had been sitting in your house in the AC all day and you walk outside on a summer night, it doesn't seem that cool. But when you've been out inside in the heat all day and the sun goes down, it just feels really crisp and cool.
Oh, man, I remember.
And the music and all the lights, you know. It's amazing.
And it adds to the vibe when you've been partying all day. Anytime, like, something is winding down, like when things start to wind down, that's my favorite part of a party. Like, I don't make it there that anymore because now I just drink too much that I pass out. But my favorite nights are those nights, like, you know, minus the attempted walk through the hood. My favorite nights are like the nights I had this weekend, which I think is why I needed this. Like, I'm good with it now, but every once in a while you got to have one of those weekends, because I like going, like, leading up to the party, and then the actual party of it is like my least favorite part. The fun part is after the party, when everybody's kind of winding down and you have that shared experience that you just went through a party with the group, that whatever the group it is that you're with, and you have the winding down period, everybody's just kind of relounging, people start dropping off and passing out here and there, and then when you're like one of the last three or four people awake and you're and you know that you've made it to the end, and you've got that, there's a connection there, you're like, I know you, like, it's in each other's eyes, like,
oh dude, like, I totally closed out the Beast Feast with Corey and Kellen and one other dude, I can't remember his name, but
so, dude, I would call phrasing on that. Don't say close out the Beast Feast with another dude.
True. Didn't think about that. But I totally did.
All right, man. Before this gets any worse, you have anything else?
Apparently from 4 to 8 today at Jimmy John's, they're doing $1 sandwiches.
Yeah, well, it doesn't do you any much if you're listening to this next week, but
I'm just saying, it's pretty cool.
Hey, dude, I'm down with a sandwich happy hour. That's the happiest hour, dude.
Sit my ass on the couch and watch an episode of something and pass out.
Indeed.
And it's been fun.
So we'll see you guys again next week, but hopefully either before Cinco de Mayo or either that or we'll have some Cinco de Mayo stories to tell you whenever we do record next week. And then after next week, we should be back on our Friday night schedule with some more guests and stuff. We got some more breweries coming up, some more other stuff in the works. And don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Share Your Buzz, shareyourbuzz.com, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. Share Your Buzz across all social media. Feel free to hit me up on my personal social media if you want. You can find Chris on there too. We're all linked up on the main page. We also have a group chat on Share Your Buzz Facebook page now, to where you can interact with us and talk with us via the group chat. So log on to that and let us know how much we suck.
For sure.
All right. Enjoy your easy.